What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Chat with Kat. I'm like, dang, girl, you say you was gonna drop more, and it's almost Friday. Oh, my bad. I've been doing stuff around the house, and like, you know, I was like, you know, I posted something, so I'm about to just like get up there later. And I kept saying I was gonna get up here, so here I am up here. Be so proud of me because I'm gonna be consistent. So anyways, y'all, the last episode I left off saying be yourself, right? And I told y'all I had some story times for y'all, etc., etc. If you listen to that, if you listening to me in that particular type of way, let me turn the music down a little bit. But anyways, when I say be yourself, like, it's so funny because I know, like, when I told y'all, like, earlier on, like, I'm different. Like, I really am different. And I had this thing where, like, I overthink and I, like, would care about what people thought about me. But, like I literally, I, like, pray for confidence. Like, just to not give a flying bleep. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, this past weekend, something happened, and I'm gonna get into it because I just feel like I should. Because I was gonna talk about the situation before, you know what I'm saying? Before it even like came to what it came to, because everything's all good, right? I'm going to say this right? Like, some people can, everybody can't handle your light, you know what I'm saying? But no matter what, always allow your light to shine. Like, if somebody don't like you, your personality, who you are, what you stand for, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it don't have anything to do with you. Like I said before, it has nothing to do with you. It's solely based on them. And it took me a while to realize that. And I just feel like, this past weekend, like I was able to really, truly, and like I thought that I had let shit go, but like this weekend was like a real indication of like letting shit go, okay? Like, for real. So like the last, let me see, my baby is 4, so the last 4 years I was kind of like a hermit. I was stuck in a state of depression or whatever. I mean, not like all 4 years, but like maybe like a good vast majority of those years, maybe 2 or 3. I don't know. Nonetheless, because, you know, I'm just now feeling like I'm truly getting to like the true me. And I told y'all that before. But yeah, nonetheless, like this weekend really showed me like, yo, you, that's growth, okay? Because, listen, so me, I'm gonna just start off like this. Me, I'm the type of person that would, like, reach out to my friends or people that I was cool with and be like, hey, girl, I hope you're having a great day. I hope that I make this day amazing, whatever, whatever. Like, have a great week. Like, I would do that every now and then. Like, it became a point, and one time I would do it, like, every other day, and then I got to the point where I would do it every week, and then, like, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I don't even be doing that anymore. And I'm sure it'll probably brighten somebody's day, maybe. But, like, I just got to the point where, like, I love everybody and I love y'all. But, like, my messages be going left on red. And I got in a selfish spot of ego and being like, you know what I'm saying? Like, F you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't responded to me. Like, what am I texting you for? What am I wasting my fingers? Like, that's how I was thinking. But, you know. Like, I told myself I was going to get back to doing that because, you know, somebody might just need that. Like, hey, how you doing? I hope you have a good day. Because it's a lot of times where I reach out to people and I'll tell them and they'll be like, oh, wow, thanks, I needed that. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, when I'm saying, like, don't allow other people to affect who you are, because there are people out there who love you for who you are. And then people that don't love you for you, then, you know what I'm saying? They're not for you, and that's okay. You can love them from a distance. And you know what, y'all? I learned that I can love people from a distance, you know? it's definitely people that I have like worked on the friendships with that I feel like they're getting to a better place, or like, you know what I'm saying? So like for that, like I'm eternally grateful, because we got to know a lot of things about each other and during that time. But I kind of feel like with those relationships that I'm speaking of, they're like childhood relationships, so that's a little different. Speaking of, like, when you meet people as an adult and you make friends with people, or you think people are a certain way because you want a friendship to work so bad because you had this facade of who you thought a person was, or you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you could look at a person, you could see them around, you could be like, oh dang, like they look like they'll be so cool to hang with, oh wow, like they're so pretty, like, oh, like I would like to have her as my friend. Like, yo, some people, like, their looks are what they have. Their looks, that's what they have. It doesn't mean they don't have any good in them, because again, I do believe every person has good in them, but you know what I'm saying, not everybody has good intentions, okay? Like, that's the thing. So anyways, y'all, like, I had been like avoiding this person, like I would wave or whatever, but like I don't even know what happened. Like, I really don't know the real reason for anything. And then it seems as if nobody else close and within proximity of the situation understands the reasoning. And then it could just be like, hey, I just don't like you, bitch. Like, you doing too much for me. And that's cool. Like, I'm fine with that. And especially now, like, I mean, we had a good conversation. Like, we were talking about a bunch of different things. We never addressed the situation. Like, it was just like a bunch of like, how's life going? Like, a little quick catch up, pretty much. It wasn't really anything. But I don't expect anything from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I expect nothing from it, because I feel like, honestly and truly, y'all, like, it was like, okay, like, I'm cool with it just being what it is, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, it was confirmation for me that, like, I'm really healing, I'm really growing, because, like, usually I would like reach out to the person next. Like, I'd be like, oh, okay, we talked, we had a good conversation, like, it was good, we reconnected, you know what I'm saying? But like, I genuinely just want the best for everybody. I want people to be happy. I'm good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're in the same space, then that's cool. But like, I let that shit go. Like, and that's why the name of this episode, and it's a little bit longer because it's the weekend, so you might have a little more time to listen to me, you know what I mean? So, and I see that people are listening, and I'm like, I could make it a little bit longer, you know what I mean? Maybe the longer ones, because I didn't do multiple, like 3 or 4 like I did last week. I'll just make this one longer, okay? So if you listen to it, yeah, thanks for listening. Happy to have you here. Thanks for having it out with your girl. But yeah, I just realized, like, I really don't care. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like the things that I'm learning. It's like, I love everybody. Like, I genuinely love everybody. And that's just me, and that's my personality, and that's just gonna be, I don't got no disdain in my heart for nobody, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, if you got beef, then you got beef with yourself, and you gotta search within, cause I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not holding on to that shit, because at the end of the day, like, nights are getting longer, days are getting shorter. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta live life to the fullest every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, wake up with a smile on your face and smile and love and be happy, because what is the point of being mad? What am I mad at you for? You really don't affect my life in any way. I'm not gonna affect your life in any way, so who cares? If anything, I was trying to be supportive. You know what I mean? But if that ain't what you want, I'm good over here. I'm good. I promise you, I'm good. And I don't know, I feel like the emotional roller coaster I went through in that situation during that time was just like, so I don't know. I'm like, people that that care about you, that like you and love you for who you are gonna continue to love you and like you for who you are. And it still doesn't matter, because guess what? You don't need nobody else's validation. Like, I was sitting here, I'm thinking like, because I overthink a lot, but this time I'm like, who cares? Like, I started to go down the hole, like, so what like trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, like recall the night, and I'm going back over it in my head, and I'm just like, why for what? You had a great time, you had great conversations, like, who cares? Like, it's not important. Like, if that person doesn't ever speak to you again, it doesn't matter. You did your part. You know what I mean? Like, because genuinely, I'm just not going to say too much, because I'm really changed, y'all. I'm really changing, guys. I'm growing. I'm becoming a better person. And in this quest of becoming a better person, I am letting shit go. So guess what, y'all? If y'all got some BS going on in your life right now, or something that's really got you upset, or somebody that's got you upset, and a situation that got you in your feelings, got you overthinking, a job that you can't stand, some people that you don't want to be around, or you worried about what somebody else thinking about you, it does not matter. Why do you care? What is their validation gonna do for you? And that's just what I realized. Like, who cares? I don't care. Like, I don't even care. And why I used to be like, oh, I'm gonna have like lots of followers, I wanna be like this big social media sensation. I don't wanna be famous, okay? Like, I'd rather be rich than famous. You see what's happening right now? That's a conversation for another, cause y'all know I like to get into that too, but some people don't like that type of stuff. But yeah, this is just to say, like, let that shit go. Like, be yourself. Be confident in who you are. Like, live in your purpose. Stop overthinking, because, again, like, what somebody else eats doesn't make you shit, right? So, like, why do we care? Why do I care? Like, sure, society has taught us to make sure we put on an appropriate image for others to see, because, you know, you're presenting yourself to the world, and sure, that's great. Respect yourself, you know what I'm saying? Have your boundaries or whatever, but at the end of the day, be yourself, because ain't nobody gonna be you but you. There's only one you. You are the original. There's no other like you. So yeah, like, if they don't like you, then okay, bye, I love you, bye, and moving right along. That's something that they gotta take up with themselves. So like I said, like, who cares, people that's gonna mess with you, gonna mess with you, people that don't want, and that's just what it is, and you just gotta take that. Like, don't even let that get to you. Don't let it affect you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I just wanted to stop by and say that. I'm about to record some more, just to like go into some other stuff. So yeah, y'all, make sure y'all tune in, and make sure y'all, you know, download and save, so that it can like automatically download. You like, oh, it's a new podcast. Cut on your notifications. You know, if you want to listen, you want to vibe out. You know what I'm saying? Vibe it out. But anyway, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Chat with Kat. I appreciate y'all. I love you, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Love you. Bye.